AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump criticized Pope Leo for his stand on the Iran war. In Algeria, the Pope responded.
I basically said that the message of the church, my message, the message of the gospel, blessed are the peacemakers. I do not look at my role as being political or politician.
At the White House,
Pope Leo said things that are wrong.
The president again spoke out against the Pope.
He was very much against what I'm doing with regard to Iran, and you cannot have a nuclear Iran. Pope Leo would not be happy with the end result. You have hundreds of millions of people dead.
The president was also asked about posting an image of himself as a saint-like healer, which seemed to draw comparisons between himself and Jesus Christ.
How did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better.
The image was posted last night. President Trump is warning on social media any Iranian warships that come anywhere close to the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz will be destroyed. It wasn't clear whether the blockade had started. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says world leaders will meet this week to push for reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
That freedom of navigation is vital and must be restored. No conditions, no tolls, and no tolerance of Iran holding the world's economy to ransom.
The move set the stage for a showdown as Iran responded with threats against ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. A county in Minnesota is investigating the ICE arrest of a Hmong American man as a potential case of kidnapping and false imprisonment. Crews are working today to restore power to a closed hydroelectric station in Michigan as heavy rain threatens to cause the dam to overflow. More pumps are being added to the Cheboygan Dam to help push water toward Lake Huron. This is AP News. An update on a garage collapse.
The bodies of two workers trapped when a stairwell roof collapsed at a parking garage under construction in Philadelphia have been found. A section of the roof at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia's garage fell last Wednesday, triggering a collapse across all seven levels. Crews initially rescued three workers. One later died at the hospital. Crews worked through the weekend to take apart the unstable building to make the search possible. Officials say the workers were found and recovered early Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration has agreed to keep flying a rainbow pride flag at the Stonewall National Monument in New York, reversing course after removing the banner in February. The government is trying to settle a lawsuit filed by LGBTQ+ and historic preservation groups who had sought to block the removal. A judge must still approve the deal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.